When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Dave Schwartz is with us. Dave, I want to talk a little bit about some of the time away that you've had. But before we get into that, we were talking before the break about the World Cup, about the president. Yeah. You know, we don't know how much influence he had, but he certainly tried to influence the process. I am squarely on Team USA. I blame FIFA for being corrupt and am glad that this maybe benefited us. Like, I don't know. Can't I just cheer for my own team? Why do I have to, like, have some sort of moral opinion on whether, like, we know what Donald Trump is. Like, do I need to have a new opinion on that? Not really. And so I'm glad that, like, our guy gets to play.
I had two thoughts on this, and I was listening to your conversation as I was driving home today. And there's two things that keep sticking out to me. One is, this is the reason why in a big moment you don't use a red card, or you don't call that penalty or foul or whatever being the sport. In every sport, officials want to be in the background. They don't want to control the game. And so you don't call a game-changing penalty, foul, flag, whatever, unless it is absolutely apparent in real time that this is an infraction. And I would argue, and I've watched the play over and over, and I'm not the foremost authority on soccer. I understand if you lead with the cleat, it's an automatic red card. But you have to watch it in really slow motion from the right angle to see whether he led with the cleat before. Is it an infraction? Yes. But if you're not sure and you have to sit there and talk it over, just give him a yellow card and move on.
Yeah.
Don't give him the red card in that moment.
It's sort of these replay guys, like,
yeah,
you know, and that's their job. Always, they're the VAR, but it's like, come on.
But that's what we've gotten to a point now, is trying to keep sports from having any sort of human error. And it is not possible. And if people would just accept that that's part of sports and part of the game, maybe we wouldn't be in this situation in the first place. And they would have just given them a yellow card.
It's a great point.
Two, I don't know. And I don't know the inner workings of how the politics of this work. But I would venture to guess that the thing that spoke to FIFA most was not the president, but the dollar signs. This is, yes, they are technically a nonprofit, but they are in the business of making money, and they want to have the best player on the home team on the field. They want to sell tickets. They want TV ratings. It makes every bit of sense to make sure that he's on the field. So how much did the president actually convince him? I don't know. I think money did, and I think they're a smart business and said, yeah, we better have this guy on the field.
It has been a great morality play today. Like, everybody's gotten to weigh in. Everybody's suddenly an expert on Cristiano Ronaldo's suspension being deferred. Texter says, Jason, you're wrong a lot, but really off base today. so far, basically saying that I'm saying that anything to win. And you know what? It's just a game. And so, yes, if you got a corrupt parent organization or an organization that is so weak that they can be manipulated by the president of the United States, I'm not really mad that the president of the United States did something to help the USA team. I mean, do I wish he were a better human? Sure. But, like, am I really that upset that the president tried to help our team out? No. No.
This happens in all sports. I know that people are like, well, this is corrupt. It's only soccer. But how many times have you seen a guy get a penalty for hitting a quarterback that seemed almost nothing, very minimal, but he gets a huge flagrant foul? How many times could Jordan or Kobe or LeBron drive a hoop and get a fingernail on them and it's a foul? So a league protecting its star players in their best interest, this is not new to sports. It's just a more amplified stage.
Dave Schwartz is with us. The Twins finally took a series in New York against the Yankees. Should we start thinking about the parade route?
Yes, it'll go right by Yankee Stadium, and then it'll make you mean in Minneapolis?
I mean, it was nice. It was nice to see the boys pitch well, and Joe Ryan was amazing. And
Joe Ryan was great. Yep, and Joe Ryan.
A fun little series.
It's a fun – anytime you can beat the Yankees, it's fun. I mean, how many – I cannot tell you how many times I sat in Yankee Stadium – well, twice as the Twins got run out of there in the postseason.
Turns out you can tell us, yeah.
But it seemed like it was a lot more.
Yeah, yeah. It's – I mean, I think the Twins, if I remember right, they've won like five out of the last six series they've had. It hasn't been a sweep situation.
No, but they've been stacking series victories.
But they've been stacking series victories up, which – I don't know. In a way, is this the best case situation for Twins ownership? Is this the worst case situation? Because they're not over 500, but they're in it enough where I think if you're, at least at this point, if you're like selling, you have failed the fans. Dave?
Well,
it's a bold statement by me.
You're saying if you're trying to sell it, you're that they
players. If you're selling players,
well,
if you're
yeah,
at the trade deadline, I think they have to make an effort to add.
Especially after the lead owner person came out in spring training and said, the goal is to play meaningful games in September, and I'm a go big or go home guy. You'll see that. So you make those two statements, and you get to a point where you're close to the trade deadline, and you're in the conversation for a playoff spot. If you start selling guys off. I mean, how much credibility does the ownership have is a question with a lot of the fans, but it's gone completely if you do that.
Well, but what's he supposed to say to start the season? I mean, that's, and I agree with you. If you're going to make those statements, you should back them up. But what are you going to say? You're going to say, listen, we really stink this year. I mean, don't even bother. You can't do that. Now, there's got to be middle ground between we stink and we're going for everything, right? Maybe that's the play, is that, you know, we're just going to kind of, to see where it goes. I don't know. I mean, to be a seller, you got to have a really good someone to sell. And I don't know on this team, you're not going to get rid of Joe Ryan. You're not going to get rid of Byron Buxton. You look up and down the roster.
I think they could, though. I think they could. Joe Ryan could get moved. Keyshul could get moved, I think.
Like, well, I mean, Keyshul good.
Maybe.
You're going to get a bag of baseballs for him at this point. Ryan Jeffers is the other one. Jeffers is the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. There's no giant stud on the team other than Byron, who has said he doesn't want he has a no trade clause. So
yeah,
no.
It's just it's a hard spot to be in. You're not you can't win. I mean, you can't excuse me, when you come out and you say that at the beginning of the season and now you're where you are, what's the argument? Do you want to play meaningful games in September? Well, they're meaningful to us because you get revenue in the door. But is that meaningful to fans when you're seven games out? Probably not.
Could you sort of play it both ways in the sense that what you desperately need on this club, obviously, is bullpen help? Offense, you know, they're one of the top offenses in the American League. So could you say, could you take
the most runs, haven't
right,
they?
You could take a Ryan Jeffers and say, you know, obviously a big part of the offense early in the year, but obviously they've been okay without him. Could you take a Ryan Jeffers whose contract is expiring at the end of this season, move him, go get some bullpen pitchers instead of dealing prospects necessarily? Could you deal from the major league roster there and say, okay, we're going to part with this guy, but we're going to bring back, we're not bringing back people for the future. We're bringing back people that can help this team right now.
Well, if he's the most tradable asset, then yes. But why, I would argue, why are you bringing players to help you right now when there isn't enough help out there to put you over the hump? It's when the Timberwolves trade for LaMelo Ball, they do that because they have Anthony Edwards in his prime, and this is the time to make a move. I don't know that the Twins are close enough to their best roster, so to speak, to be able to bring back a help now kind of player. So, does that make sense?
It does.
I don't know if it's there.
It's what is the goal then, right? I mean, if you're going to bring guys in, does it have to get you a championship? Or is it enough at this point, given where this team has been, again, going back to 2023, if you get yourself into the playoffs, right, if you can get yourself into a postseason, given what's happened the last couple of years in between the last time they were in the playoffs, especially given the fact that who knows what kind of season we're going to have or not have next year, is that enough? Is it enough to just say, look, we're trying to push into the playoffs and then you roll a dice and see what happens? Is it going to get you a championship? Probably not.
No, but.
But does it buy you some goodwill with the fans? And I think that would be worth it for the organization right now.
I don't know if anything could buy goodwill with the fans right now. I mean, I swear every time I see a story on anywhere, it's people like saying that, you know, is there anything that's going to be goodwill? I don't know that that'll do it. But truly, if you look at it from a baseball standpoint, if Jeffers is your most tradable asset and you can get something in return that can help you, maybe not this year, but next year or the year after, I say you do it, especially with such minimal trade assets on your roster right now. If you have people calling, there's going to be teams calling. You could make the deal. That's just what you're going to get in return. I don't think people are going to stack the ballpark for what you're going to get in return for Ryan Jeffers.
All right, let's break. Dave Schwartz continues in just a minute here on CCO.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Continental Diamond Time Check is 5:54. ContinentalDiamond.com should be your pre-owned watches headquarters. They got more than 100 of them. Rolex, Omega, Just looking through Cartier, IWC, some beautiful watches. Check them out on the website, continentaldiamond.com. Dave Schwartz is with us. Dave, you were just on a pretty epic little trip, right?
Yeah, it was fun. I was at a backpacking trip with my son and his Scouting America troop. There were 8 boys, 4 adults, and we backpacked through the mountains in Cimarron, New Mexico. Mm. We did 60 miles over 9 days with 40 to 45 pound packs.
Wow.
Somehow I survived.
It's amazing. Was it, I mean, what was the hardest part about it? Was it the physical aspect of it?
Physical and mental. Mm. It was, there were a couple days where we were hiking through forests that had been in a forest fire years before, and they called it the burn. So you're hiking uphill 90 degrees, 85, 90 degrees, whatever they say about a dry heat, it's still hot. What I remember most, and I'm really grateful I did it, it's the mental aspect of it. Your body, I mean, I'm 47. My body always hurts, especially when I do physical right. physical activity like that. It's always going to hurt. But it's that little voice in your head that says, you know, you can't do this. You're done. Tap out. And you have no choice but to keep going. So I really enjoyed that challenge. What I really enjoyed was seeing the kids overcome that. Yeah. Was seeing these 14 to 16-year-old kids thinking, I'm out. I can't do this anymore, including my son. And saying, no, I can do it. And then being able to say to them after, you did this, now go back to your regular life. And anything that seems hard isn't going to seem that bad because you just did this. And it's incredible. Yeah. It's really, I was very grateful to be a part of that.
Are the Timberwolves going to get LeBron James? Mark wants to know, do you think, do we have, all the reporting has said they're giving it a full shot.
I mean,
if you're LeBron,
he wants to win. Obviously, he wants to win another title. I would say there's probably four or five teams with legitimate chances. I think the Timberwolves could be considered in that group. The idea of being able to play with Anthony Edwards and now LaMelo Ball, it's interesting. I think they have as good a chance as some other teams. But not all teams. But you know what? Forever we've said, no way, Minnesota. Yeah. And finally we can say, why not Minnesota?
You know,
why not come here?
If LeBron wants to be the greatest of all time, imagine bringing a world championship to a state mm-hmm. that had the last men's world championship in 1991. It'd be pretty great. Then you're the GOAT. Otherwise, you're just like, you're taking the layup as far as I'm concerned, LeBron. Tough it up.
Then he's just so-so then.
Yeah.
He's not that
He's great. Soft. He's soft is what he is. He's no Jordan.
And rise to the challenge, LeBron. Yes. This is it.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah. Steve Thompson straight ahead.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.